The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listening to the Nick and Nolan Show, a Buffalo Rumblings podcast with your host, Nick Batt.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
And Bruce Nolan.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining me for this special edition of the Nick and Nolan Show. I'm your host, Bruce Nolan, and we're here with some breaking news. The first unrestricted external free agent signing of the 2020 offseason is upon us. AJ Klein, linebacker, previously of the New Orleans Saints, and previously before that from the Carolina Panthers. Yes, there it is again. We signed him to a 3-year, $18 million deal with $9.7 million guaranteed. He will clearly be playing in three linebacker sets. He has familiarity with Sean McDermott, played just a hair under 71% of the snaps for New Orleans in 2019, totaling 2.5 sacks, 69 tackles, 47 solo tackles, a forced fumble, and an interception. Overall, AJ Klein has been a very average player throughout his career, but given the fact that he's going to be playing 10 to 15 snaps a game and he's going to be playing on special teams, it's not really a significant role for him. We needed someone to be able to do the things that he does. So we signed an average player to what I would consider to be an average to maybe a smidge overpay of a contract for a person of that type. But it is something that we know that Sean McDermott wanted to have done. And I do think the special teams value kind of plays into this a little bit because Lorenzo Alexander, for all the things that he was also a special teams demon. And you can't really replace him with one player. We've talked about this, but we're replacing aspects of Lorenzo Alexander, not replacing Lorenzo Alexander with somebody else. And the aspect of Lorenzo Alexander that we're replacing now is the third linebacker off the ball in three linebacker sets and the special teams and the run stuffing. And those are the things that AJ Klein was brought in to do. Obviously, there's plenty of, I would say, discomfort on Twitter right now regarding the Bills not making a splashy, specifically offensive maneuver thus far in free agency. But this was pretty much to be expected. Brandon Bean flat out said, we're not going to play in the deep end of the pool the way we played last year in 2019, the deep end of the pool, signing tons of new players, basically remaking the entire offense in one offseason. That's not really where they're going to go this year. In addition, Brandon Bean flat out said, we're not one player away. So if you take those two things together, we're not one player away, and we're not going to play in the deep end of the pool, I don't know why we'd be expecting swinging for the fences with a big offensive free agent. But this is the first one out of the gates. It's AJ Klein. And I think overall, this is a comfort signing for the Bills. This is a, okay, we have a hole here. We just want to fill it with someone we're comfortable with. And AJ Klein, you know he's going to show up. He's going to do his job. He's been reliable. He's been available. He hasn't been dynamic. But do you need a dynamic player for a role that specific, that niche, and that small? No. Would I argue that $6 million average annual value is probably a little high for that role? Yeah, I would argue that. But we don't know the full details of the contract yet. It literally just broke a few minutes ago. I am currently engaged in a thread on Twitter where I'm trying to react to NFL-wide signings using only GIFs. And I'm going to try and do this throughout the offseason. I'm going to see how far I can make it. But I'm going to try to respond using only GIFs of Ron Swanson, Captain Holt, Barney Stinson, Perry Cox from Scrubs, and Bruce Nolan. And for this particular signing, I used Ron Swanson saying, "You had me at meat tornado." And that's really, I think, a pretty good way of summing up my feelings. You know what? I'm fine with it. You know, we needed some meat. We needed some run stuffing. We needed that special teams physicality. And we got it. Do I think it was a smidge of an overpay? Yeah, I think I probably was. But I think that having that as a comfort level for the Bills, who oftentimes struggled a little bit with their run defense last year, this will help with that. And I think this is one of those things where just the comfort was worth a little bit of the overpay. Now, it's also important to note that during the 3 years he was in New Orleans, he played markedly more percentages of the snaps because he played multiple linebacker spots versus the amount of snaps he played when Sean McDermott knew him. When Sean McDermott knew him, he was playing 27, 29, and 33% of the snaps. Then he goes to New Orleans, he plays 73, 66, 70% of the snaps. So what kind of role does Sean McDermott have in mind for him? I would argue it's probably something closer to the Carolina snap count, mostly because the Bills have Milano and Edmonds already. AJ Klein's not taking snaps away from them, although he could simultaneously play at the Sam in three linebacker spots and also back up Matt Milano. That's a possibility. But in addition to that, the Bills play a lot of nickel. They play a lot of nickel. And so that third linebacker is not going to play an overly large percentage of the snaps. That's just not what it's going to look like in Sean McDermott's defense. They like to play nickel, and it's not because they didn't have a third linebacker they liked. It's simply the way the league is trending. There are less and less and less three linebacker sets on defense than ever before because there are less and less and less base offense. You can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. Base offense than there's ever been in the NFL. It's really a pace and space sort of offense now. That's the way it works. Smaller, faster players on the line of scrimmage, and that forces you out of base defense, and it forces you into nickel and dime. And for that, I think maybe $6 million a year, you know, almost $10 million fully guaranteed over the course of 3 years, maybe a little bit much. But overall, this is a reasonable signing for a reasonable need. This was a, hey, we can't get Christian Kirksey, or we interviewed him, we talked to him, we preferred Klein, whatever it is. This is a, we needed a third linebacker signing. And that's a perfectly reasonable need, and it's a perfectly reasonable contract for that need. Now, where does this leave the Buffalo Bills going into day two of the legal tampering period tomorrow? Well, as far as needs at edge rusher, Everson Griffin, Jadeveon Clowney, Dante Fowler, all still on the market. In addition, with wide receiver, Emmanuel Sanders, still on the market. Devin Funchess, still on the market. I'm not a, you know, Devin Funchess guy, but Taylor Gabriel, if the Bills, who did not tender Isaiah McKenzie, want to try and upgrade that position, on the market. Amari Cooper, the big fish at the wide receiver position, still on the market. Randall Cobb, on the market. Travis Benjamin, on the market. Breshad Perriman, who I know was a very significant target for a lot of Bills fans, still on the market. Wide receiver, edge rusher, still on the market there. So, all hope is not lost. It is not time to panic. If you've been listening to what Brandon Mean has said to you, this would pretty much be expected for what's been going on thus far in free agency. While we're talking about free agency, that Quentin Spain contract looking pretty good right about now, considering Eric Flowers got double the money in average annual salary. That Quentin Spain contract is looking like an absolute marvel. If I was doing sound bites inserted into this pod, I would use the "You're a Wizard, Harry" from Harry Potter right about now to describe Brandon Bean and him signing Quentin Spain, who's a perfectly reasonable guard, to a perfectly reasonable guard contract. So, Bills Mafia, day two is upon us very, very soon. It is 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right now on Monday the 16th. And so we are an hour and a half from being in day two of the legal tampering period. Bills Mafia, stay cool out there. This has been the Nick and Nolan Show on AJ Klein and day one of free agency. I know you really need some encouragement now, so I'm going to tell you something that's very special to me, and I want you to keep it close to your heart so that you can have this encouragement going into day two, and it's this.
I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl. I like a do the cha-cha.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.